I'm Ollie Knight, and I'm in the Expression FM studio, and on the line we've got a very special guest. We have Rob from Don Broco. How are you doing today, Rob?
Very good, thanks. Very good indeed.
Well, how about you start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself, a bit about your sound and what you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm Rob. I sing in the band Don Broco, and yeah, we've been touring pretty heavily the last few years. Released our album last year, and we're sort of getting ready to go out, I guess, for our final tour of current album we're promoting. It came out last summer and called Priorities. We've had a really good run on it, and yeah, we're sort of getting ready now for, I guess, the final stint.
Yeah, Priorities is a big hit down here, and your latest EP is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, that was, that's the first kind of new material really since Priorities. Got off tour in April. We did our kind of first headline tour ever in February. Earlier this year, and like, it was amazing. All the dates sold out, which kind of took us by surprise, so we added a few extra ones in April, and then went to Europe and got back, and kind of just, we had a bit of time on our hands and thought, okay, you know, before the festival start, it'd be amazing to make some headway with new music. Started writing about sort of 4 or 5 demos, and You Wanna Know was actually the first one we wrote, and then we just thought, we can't wait until new album, potentially, you know, in a year or whatever, to get this out, and kind of rush it through the studio. Managed to get it out in time for the summer, and it's been amazing. The reaction has been insane, and it's just felt so good having new music to play, really, because I think probably Priorities, we started writing like well over 2 years ago. It took about a year to, you know, eventually get it out, sending it off to labels and this and that, and doing the whole behind the scenes stuff. And once we actually got signed, it takes a while for stuff to actually materialize. So to get new music out there has been really, really nice, and going to be fun playing it for the first time properly on this tour.
I guess all that hard work must have paid off, because you got to play the main stage at Reading and Leeds this year.
Yeah, that was insane. That was definitely the highlight of the summer for us, and I guess highlight of, I guess, our career so far, because Reading and Leeds, such an amazing event, you know, two amazing festivals, and Reading was the one we always used to go to growing up. Got to play it 2 years ago on the Introducing stage, and got to play it last year on the Festival Republic. When we found out we bagged a spot on the main stage, we were just sort of, it was pretty surreal. Had a couple of months to kind of psych ourselves up to it, and yeah, it was just crazy that day, just sort of going up there, and it's, you know, the biggest thing we've ever done by such a long way.
So what do you think your next big venue to aim for is then?
I don't know. I mean, we're kind of, with this tour, we're playing the biggest venues we've ever done, you know, on this tour coming up. And the biggest venue we've ever played, the Roundhouse in London, and that played that last year supporting Billy Talent. And, you know, that's the final date on this tour in December, culminating in that. And, you know, it'll be the biggest venue we've ever played, you know, inside. And that'll be the end of the tour. So that'll be the real kind of, the big one. But I mean, even all the other venues we're doing, you know, they're such a step up from what, you know, what we were doing before. I mean, last time we were down your way, it was, you know, the White Rabbit in Plymouth, which pretty pokey, great venue, you know, it's amazing. But I mean, to kind of then step up and do these couple of hundred cap venues, it's going to be crazy. I mean, I can't wait to do the shows, because we've been gagging pretty much since the summer without doing anything up until then. So to get back on the road is going to be important.
You're about to get back on the road, but how's writing for the newest album going?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of non-stop, because we set ourselves a fake deadline with this tour, saying we need to try and get these songs written. We'd love to have, you know, an album under our belts, just for peace of mind, to then really enjoy the tour, because when we go on tour, it kind of feels like a bit of a holiday. It's like, you know, you don't want to worry about stuff when you're on there, you just want to get in the tour zone. So we've really kind of pushed ourselves and pretty much writing non-stop since the festival season. But I'd say we're definitely halfway there. We're going to kind of go on tour, come back, review what we've got so far, maybe tidy up a few of the songs, and then hopefully get into the studio at some point, kind of early-ish next year, to get an album out. We'd love to get an album out next year. I mean, that'd be the dream come true, really, to sort of keep ourselves on our toes as well.
Yeah,
because there's nothing worse than sitting around and feeling like, you know, you want to kind of keep the momentum up, I guess, because when you're not and you're waiting around, it doesn't really feel like you're in a band. It's, I guess it's a hard thing to think about, but even now while we're writing, we're kind of in our own little world, just sort of holed up in our houses, and the only people we see is each other. So we just love to get an album out sooner rather than later and get touring again, really. But yeah, I can't really say too much at the moment. It's still shaping up, so I guess, yeah, we'll know probably early next year how things are progressing properly.
I've got to ask this question. What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you guys while out on your last tour?
There's probably too many to mention. I mean, there's kind of ones where, like, someone's made a massive faux pas or something. They're quite dark. Actually, Matt had a really horrible time in Birmingham, I think it was, on the last tour. It was one of the biggest venues we were playing, and the stage, it was really high up. And we finished the show, and it was probably one of our favourite ones to tour, actually. And we kind of were waving out to the crowd and chucking stuff. Matt went out to the front to chuck his sticks, and so we'd all left the stage by this point. So it was just Matt on the stage, kind of lapping it up, chucking the sticks out and off what he thought was the stage to some stairs, but it was just a drop. It was so dark he couldn't see the edge of the stage, basically, and then everyone just saw him completely stack it. That it was a pretty big fall, to be fair. So then he had to slowly pick himself up and, like, limp off with everyone watching. It was pretty funny. You're making love with me.